Well, friends, here in this part of the Word of God, the apostle is coming to teach the congregation at Corinth about the proper understanding of the use of the gifts that the Holy Spirit gives. But he begins by saying that no one can call Jesus Christ Lord, that is God, except the Holy Spirit reveals that to them from the heart to actually acknowledge and know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, is the Lord from heaven, is the only Savior. And for that heart to be so transformed to know these things by experience, it has to be the work of God. But when a person rejects the person of Jesus Christ, his deity, and all that he has done, the things that are related to Jesus Christ, then he is not a true child of God. But then he goes on to explain about the variety, the diversities of gifts. And what you see here is a Trinitarian aspect to this teaching. He says the whole Godhead is involved. Yes, we say that the working of it is by the Holy Spirit of God, but the whole Godhead is involved. Look at verse 4, for example. But he says, the Spirit of God. In verse 5, he says, the Lord, that is this, that's a reference to the Lord Jesus Christ, who was mentioned earlier on, that Jesus is the Lord. And then verse 6 speaks about God. And when that is used, oftentimes it is a key phrase for God the Father. So the whole person of the Godhead is involved in, and the Spirit is then sent forth to bless his people. And then it goes on speaking about the variety of the gifts that the Holy Spirit gave, especially in those days where the Word of God was not yet complete for the establishing of the people of God. Now, how does God build his church today? By the same Spirit. He builds his church. What is the way that the church is nourished and fed? It is by the Word of God that is then miraculously, specially, effectually applied to the hearts of those who hear it. Friends, we believe that the greatest of miracles is God saving a soul. The greatest of healing that takes place is God saving a soul. The greatest knowledge that is imparted by the Holy Spirit is the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And the Word of God, which are the prophecies that were given throughout the early church and are now inscripturated in the Bible, are now preached. And God blesses it. The Holy Spirit blesses it. Are we humble enough to receive it? Are we really recognizing that it is God in our midst speaking to every single one of us here this morning? And are we humble enough to say, Lord, speak to my heart this morning. Speak to my soul. My friends, not a single person here can do anything to make themselves right with God. Not a single person here this morning. It doesn't matter what family you are born in. What is your background? What you know about the Bible? How much you've been to church? What religious things you have done? It matters not until the Holy Spirit of God takes the gospel of Jesus Christ and apply it to your heart and change your heart. And that's why the Lord Jesus Christ said, ye must be born again. So your prayer should be, Lord, change my heart. Breathe into me life everlasting. Apply the blood of Jesus Christ to my soul today. Give me understanding. Well, may God bless these few thoughts to us.